Good morning. After watching the film from last night, excuse me, you know, it was about the same things we talked about after the game. We weren't as competitive as we needed to be on offense or defense. I thought we were, you know, at least competitive in the kicking game, but it wasn't nearly enough. And New Orleans clearly was a better team last night. They did things a lot better than we did, and that was pretty obvious. You know, we got to make some corrections. Sure, we'll see some of the things that we saw last night again and do a better job on those and turn the page here and get refocused on the Dolphins. And it's a short week, but, you know, this time of year, you know, a lot of teams are going through that on Thursday nights and Thanksgiving and those kind of things. So, a lot of us have been through that, and we have it. Other teams in the league have it. So, quick turnaround, but not as quick as some of the other ones. So that's just something that we'll have to work through, like everybody else does. And hopefully we can get on track here. Have a good day of preparation tomorrow with the coaches tonight and tomorrow with the players, and get ready to go down to Miami.
Yeah, Bill, when you looked at the tape from last night, what did you how much of what happened on defense looked correctable, and how much of it was just, you know, the Saints getting the matchups they wanted and physically beating you guys?
Well, I'd like to think that most all of it's correctable. We give up, the majority of the yardage that we gave up was on a handful of plays. I think they had 8 plays over 300 yards or something like that. So, not saying all the rest of them were great, but, you know, anytime you give up that much yardage on a handful of plays, it's bad. But if you could find a way to correct those, those big plays and not give it up all at once, then, you'd be a lot more competitive out there. And that, so, the big plays were clearly the biggest problem we had on defense. And, like I said, we're going to certainly see the elements of those type of plays again soon because of the trouble we had with them last night. So that really hasn't been a major weak point for us all year, but it certainly was last night.
When you, I don't know if
you... Good job, sure, and they're great. I'm not taking anything away from them, but we got to do better than that.
I don't know if you saw the statistic, but Drew Brees was 10 for 10 for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns on first down. Is there any explaining that?
I think I just did. We gave up big plays in the passing game and won in the running game. We didn't coach them, play them, defend them well enough.
Bill, this is Dan Duggan. Sam Marsh on the radio, and he kind of said he thought the Saints may be a little more intense last night. Did you see that as a problem?
They were a little more what?
Intense? More intensity?
I don't know. I felt like the team was ready to play. I thought we came out early in the game and played competitively in that first pass. But, we had a couple after that, stopped them in the red area, had another good series defensively, moved the ball offensively. So, I don't think that was a problem early in the game. I think they executed and ultimately, coached and had their team better prepared than I did, and the players played better than our players played in that game. So, I don't think early in the game intensity and effort and all that was a problem. It's just they made some big plays and made a lot of weird.
Bill, William Benditson, CBS. I wanted to ask you, was it a difficult decision last night not to activate Sean Springs? He might not be as fast as some of the younger corners you have, but he's clearly more experienced against an offense that does a lot of shifting and multiple formations.
Well, as I said many times, Will, if we had the opportunity to take, all of our players to the game, we would take them all. I think they all have a role in the game other than the backup quarterback. So we're not able to do that. We're able to select 45, and we select the 45 that we feel like give us the best opportunity that week, given all the circumstances and the ambition that we have for the game. So that's the way that position is every week. Last night was no different than any other game. If we could take 50 players to the game, we'd take 50 players, and I'm sure that they have a role and they contribute, but that's just not an option. So we have to go with the ones that we select.
Yeah, on defense, with all the youth you have now, is the chemistry where you want it to be, and is it as good as it has been in past years among the defensive players?
Well, I'd say overall, defensively, when you look at a 10 or 11 game evaluation, that there are a lot of positives there, and a lot of the problems we had last night weren't problems that occurred in earlier games or they were very infrequent. Last night, one of the big plays was a huge problem, and it's something that really hadn't occurred anywhere close to that level during the entire season. As, for example, it did last year and the year before, we were giving up a lot more big plays defensively than we'd given up this year prior to last night. So I don't think that's after a game like last night, are there problems? Well, it sure looked like last night there's a lot of problems. You could probably start anywhere you want. But over the course of the year, I wouldn't say that's been a continual problem. And, we got to do a better job than we did last night, try to correct some of those things. And it was, I think everybody that played and coached, had some responsibility and accountability for it. So, and I'll certainly accept mine. I don't know if there's anybody who has much more experience than I do, but that wasn't good enough on my part or anybody else's part last night.
Bill, this is Dan Duggan again. The second time in 3 weeks you went up against a top offense, and obviously they put up a lot of points. How much of a concern is that going forward? Because obviously, if you get where you want to get, you're going to be facing some good offenses.
Yeah, well, we play against good offenses every week. Good players, good quarterbacks, good receivers, good running backs, good blockers. So we've seen that every week. And, that's always a challenge defensively. And I have confidence in our players and our coaches and our scheme, and I think we've been competitive defensively all year. Not that we've been perfect by any means, but we've had times where we've had some problems like in defense has, but from a league-wide basis, I'd say we've been pretty competitive. But we weren't last night, and I know we can do a better job than that, and that's what we'll work toward.
Bill, one thing that Vince Wilfork brought up in the locker room last night was that he said that he thought defenses in the past had done a good job of putting bad plays behind them, and maybe you guys didn't do as good a job of that last night. Did you feel like, and I don't know, I don't want to make it sound like there was any kind of avalanche effect or anything, but maybe kind of one bad thing led to another bad thing?
I think there could have been an element of that. I think I would agree with Vince's comment on that we probably didn't do a good enough job of moving on to the next play and provide a previous play or two. You got to learn from those plays. And certainly plays that happen early in the game, they are significant because the team could come back and do it again. But at the same time, you got to be able to learn from them, put them behind you, and move on, good or bad. And I won't say I probably agree with Vince on that we didn't do a great job of that last night. There might have been a residual effect on some of the plays that happened earlier in the game affecting more than it kind of should have how we play plays later in the game.
So Michael Vega, just wanted to ask if you had any reaction to the news of Charlie Weiss had been fired at Notre Dame and if there was any interest on your part to bring him back to Foxborough?
Well, I'm disappointed for Charlie and his family. you know, and just all the people that he took out there with him. Of course, I go back a long way with Charlie, and we're, you know, we have a good friendship, and, you know, I talk to him on a pretty regular basis. I'm disappointed for him on that level. But right now, my focus is on the Miami Dolphins and you know, getting ready to go down there and, you know, play a top division game on the road. So that's where I'm at right now. And, you know, that there's going to be situations like this, there have been every year where, you know, it happened on other teams or in other coaching staffs or, you know, fair rumors and so forth and all that. But that's, you know, anything along that nature or something would be, addressed or even considered at a point in time. It's not anything that is on the front burner at all.
Bill, William Benditson again. Was one of the challenges you went up against, obviously you faced the Colts, they have a great receiver, Reggie Wayne, but it seemed like the Colts, the depth at receiver between Meacham and Henderson and Colston, that they're tough to, you can't just focus on one target. Was what one of the biggest challenges is that Breeze has so many different weapons and they all just seem interchangeable, you know, from watching the game?
Well, I think that's, yeah, I mean, a good offensive, I said going into the game, I said the same thing after the game. They have a good offensive system. I think Sean Payton, you know, does a great job with the scheme of the offense, and they have a lot of good players. And that's across the board at every position, on the line, at the skill positions, tight end, running back. So they absolutely they're challenging on every front defensively. And I give them credit for the production and the way they played last night. I'm not taking anything away from them. I still know and feel that we're a better defensive football team than the way we played last night, and we've got to do a better job than that. We're a set of offenses that have maybe not as many, but certainly a high level of offensive playmakers and talent like we saw last night, and we have, you know, this year. So we just got to do a better job than that. You know, it's hard to me, the assistant coach, the players, and all of us. I mean, we all got to do a better job defensively and offensively, for that matter, you know, than what we did last night. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
All right, thank you, Coach.